720 WGN. It's always such a pleasure to be able to have Sister Jean join us on the Lisa Dent Show. Sister Jean is a Catholic nun. She's been teaching school since the Second World War, went on to a Chicago college campus in the 60s and beyond, and then she becomes an overnight success, so to speak. She gained national and international fame in 2018 when the Loyola Ramblers went on a Cinderella run to the Final Four, and she's been a household name ever since. In August, Sister Jean, you turned 103. Did you ever think you would live this long?
Never did I think I would reach this far. I get longevity from my father, but his six sisters and his two brothers and himself all died in the 90s, or 90 or 95. So when I reached that age, I thought to myself, pretty soon it must be my turn. But I guess God has another idea for me.
He does, and we're all blessed because you are still here. Are you still working?
Oh, yes. I come to Loyola five days a week, and sometimes it's seven when we have games or other events at school. But it's just part of my life, and I just love coming here, working with these young people. If you want to stay young, you have to be with them. You have to learn their language. You have to learn what they're all about. And they change. I used to say we get a new generation every 4 years, but now I've changed my mind. We get a new generation every year.
Sister, I went to Marquette. Do you have a second favorite Jesuit school?
Oh, I suppose I should say Marquette.
Well, only if you believe it.
I went to Loyola Marymount myself for my master's degree. So I guess that would have to be my second one.
Okay.
And sister, has the advice that students seek from you changed dramatically over the years, or is it changing year to year since you say you now get a new generation every year?
Well, I think every generation, it's just because society changes so quickly and they have to go with the flow. They have to do the things that they think they should do in their own generation. And what they do is fine. They're very creative. They're thinking into the future what they're going to do because they're not sure of their jobs. But more and more of them are getting jobs now. That's so many people in the world don't want to work anymore. So they're picking them up, and I said to them, pick up anything that you possibly can, and it'll help you fulfill your dream.
You are such an inspiration. Sister Jean is with us. She has a book coming out in February called Wake Up with Purpose, What I've Learned in My First 100 Years. This is amazing. What kind of inspiration can you give us? You're already an inspiration to so many, but as we talk every day, we interact with people, we discover that a lot of people are struggling, especially around the holidays. What do you have to say to those people who are struggling?
I understand that because we have students who are responding the same way you just mentioned. So you have to have a purpose in life. You have to have your objectives set out, not necessarily call them objectives, but purpose is a better word, I think. So that when I wake up in the morning, I say, oh, thank God. Thank you, God, for bringing me to this day. And may I do it all for your honor and glory. Then I think about what I'm supposed to be doing all day, what I should do at Loyola, what I do, my relationship with other people, and say my morning meditation and my prayers and get off to school and say, good morning, good morning, good morning. I try to wake them all up and say that.
So would you explain for us a little, because I hear the term meditation or morning meditation a lot. And what is your morning meditation routine?
What I do, I use my iPad and I go to the USCCB, which is the United States Conference of Catholic Bishops. And they have readings for the day there. I read the gospel story for the Mass of the day and meditate on that. Just talk to God and give him my own thoughts about the reading. Ask him to help me through the day and to help the people I work with as well. And that's a common practice in religious communities. So I've been doing that for about 84 years now.
Except that iPad's new, isn't it?
Oh, I didn't have my iPad. I mean, originally I had a book. But now the iPad is very easy to work with. And I also listen to a mass from Toronto every morning from the historic chapel of Our Lady of Loretto. And that's another beautiful service that's put on iPad.
Sister Jean is joining us on 720 WGN. She has a book coming out in February, and it's called Wake Up with Purpose, What I've Learned in My First 100 Years. Your collaborator is Seth Davis, who is an award-winning college basketball studio analyst and a writer. And this is what he had to say about you, Sister Jean. She is truly a gift from God. Sister Jean is just as happy, hopeful, funny, and cool as she seems. She has a loving heart, a giving soul, and a superhuman memory.
That's very kind of him.
Was it fun collaborating with him?
It certainly was fun. And the first time we met, actually, I guess I shook his hand at the Final Four when we were there in 2018. But the first time he met with us in person, it was with Tom Hitchell and Bill Behrens and Ryan Haley at Loyola. And we talked for 5 hours.
Oh, my God.
So that was like a marathon. But then other sessions were shorter. He came to Chicago another time, too. But we did a lot by telephone, sometimes 2 hours, sometimes an hour. But he pushed me real hard, gently but hard, to give the answers I should be giving without telling me what the answers were. But I appreciated that, too, because he helped me remember some of the things I had to tell about. And I do. I have a lot of stories. My own brothers used to say to me, "Sis," when we all grew older, they would say to me, "How do you remember what you're telling us now? We don't even remember that." And I said, "Well, I don't know. It just stayed there." So I enjoyed it. And I enjoyed talking about our pets, all that good kind of thing, and what I did in school and all that. And how I thought that when I was in third grade, I wanted to be a sister. And I was only 8 years old.
Oh, my gosh.
And so I never changed my mind.
Well,
so
what a blessing
God has been
you are.
Very good to me.
Yes, absolutely.
Pardon?
I just say you are a blessing. You're a blessing to all of us, and we are so thankful that you share these stories on the radio with us, and we hope when that book is released in February that you'll jump back on. You'll come back on the radio and share some more.
Oh, just call and ask me.
We will. Thank you, Sister Jean. Oh,
thank you very much, WGN. Thank you. Bye.
Merry Christmas. Sister Jean's Wake Up with Purpose, What I've Learned in My First 100 Years is coming out in February. Steve has your news next on 720 WGN.
Lisa Dent, WGN.